From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming voanews.id.
Listener, welcome back with me, Rahma. In today's edition, we will present some segments to you, beginning from news, news across the country, and other interesting info, as well as Indonesian songs. Well, listener, let's begin with news. Stay with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world on the frequency 3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id.
This is Voice of Indonesia with the news. First, the headlines. Indonesia successfully holds the Jakarta IPRI 2022. Indonesia expects Dutch involvement in developing disaster-resilient cities. Now the news in detail. President Joko Widodo presented the trophy to Jaguar TCS Racing Mitch Evans for winning the Jakarta IPRI 2022 or the 9th Formula E Series at the Jakarta International E Circuit Ancol, North Jakarta on Saturday. New Zealand's Evans, who rode the Jaguar TCS Racing team car, completed the 40-lap race with the fastest record time of 48:28.424. After the championship ceremony at the podium, Indonesian President Joko Widodo expressed his gratitude for the success of the Jakarta IPRI 2022. The Jakarta IPRI 2022 marked Indonesia's success in fulfilling the trust of the International Automotive Federation by hosting the electric car race, which has been held since 2014. Although it is no longer mandatory to mask up, Indonesian Ambassador to Saudi Arabia, Abdul Aziz Ahmad, has appealed to Hajj pilgrims to continue wearing masks on account of the extreme weather in the kingdom. He said in Medina, Saudi Arabia, on Friday, Arabian Standard Time, that according to the Hajj Media Center, the ambassador stated that the Saudi Arabian government has made good preparation for the 2022 Hajj pilgrimage and arranged several conveniences for Indonesian pilgrims. Regarding the COVID-19 pandemic, there are no activity restrictions in Saudi Arabia, but it is mandatory for pilgrims to have obtained full vaccination and booster doses. The Indonesian Public Works and Public Housing Ministry expects Dutch technology and experience to be employed to assist Indonesia in developing disaster-resilient cities and managing water resources in an integrated and efficient manner. Public Works and Public Housing Minister Basuki Hadi Mulyono noted in a written statement received by Antara on Saturday that he and Minister of Infrastructure and Water Resources of the Kingdom of the Netherlands, Mark Harbers, had agreed upon a memorandum of understanding that stipulated cooperation on Phase 5 of water resources. The agreement between the duo was signed in Den Haag, the Netherlands, on Friday, June the 3rd, local time. This news broadcast is coming your way from Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. A Royal Australian Air Force surveillance plane was intercepted by a Chinese fighter aircraft in the South China Sea region in May, Australia's Department of Defense said on Sunday, June the 5th. The department said in a statement the intercept resulted in a dangerous maneuver which posed a safety threat to the P-8 aircraft and its crew. It said that the Australian government had raised its concerns about the incident with the Chinese government. China's embassy in Australia did not immediately respond to a request for comment. China is planning to launch a spacecraft on Sunday, today, June the 5th, carrying 3 astronauts to the core module of the unfinished Chinese space station, where they will work and live for 6 months as construction enter advanced stages. A Long March 2F rocket carrying the Shenzhou 14 spacecraft is set to blast off from Jiuquan Satellite Launch Center in the northwestern province of Gansu at 4:44 a.m. local time on Sunday, a China Manned Space Agency official told a news conference on Saturday. Malaysian Tourism, Arts and Culture Minister Nancy Sukri on Saturday, June 4th, said the country has received more than 1 million tourists since its border reopening on April 1st. The figure is already more than half of the government's target of having 2 million international tourists this year. A large proportion of the tourists was from Singapore. Nancy Sukri said Malaysia is also expecting many visitors from Japan, South Korea, and Iran. She said travelers are keen to visit Malaysia due to the eased COVID-19 rules. People also like the SOP or Standard Operation Procedure, which excludes mandatory quarantines, COVID-19 screening tests, and insurance. All are up to tourists to do so. Last item. At least 5 people died and some 100 were injured after a massive fire tore through a container depot in Bangladesh's southeastern town of Sitakunda, officials said on Sunday. The fire broke out at an inland container storage facility just 40 kilometers outside of the country's main seaport of Chittagong shortly before midnight. Fire Service official Jalal Ahmed said that multiple firefighting units rushed to the depot to douse the fire when a massive explosion rocked the site, injuring scores of people, including firefighters. Emergency crews were still working to put out the fire Sunday morning, and local hospitals, including military clinics, were treating the injured. That was the news from Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. I'm Anna Trijayakasih. Spotlight of the Week is on Coordinating Minister Airlangga follows up Leaders Retreat Indonesia-Singapore 2022. Indonesian Coordinating Minister for the Economy Airlangga Hartarto held a meeting with several Singaporean ministers. The meeting was a follow-up to the results of Indonesia-Singapore Leaders Retreat 2022 held on January the 25th. It has announced several important agreements related to the travel bubble development of a data center in Nongsa Digital Park in Batam, Indonesia, as well as cooperation in the energy sector. Coordinating Minister Airlangga in an official statement in Jakarta Friday said, in the future, Indonesia will try to restore cross-border travel and ease the requirements to further encourage Singaporean tourists to visit Indonesia safely. Since the leaders' retreat, Indonesia has facilitated quarantine-free travel between Batam, Bintan, Singapore. Meanwhile, the vaccinated travel lanes by sea scheme run by Singapore has accommodated ferry trips for travelers entering the designated area, namely in Lagoy Bintan and Nongsan Batam. Regarding the development of the Nongsa Digital Park NDP, Coordinating Minister Airlangga welcomed the data center investment in it. DC First and GDS companies will start the first phase of development next month and target operation in April and August 2023. The required land has been prepared for the establishment of a data center along with the readiness of its infrastructure, including the need for electricity capacity and cooling system. Nongsa Digital Park, or NDP, is also connected to 13 submarine cable systems and 7 landing stations that connect Batam Island to Jakarta, Singapore, Malaysia, and the west coast of the United States. In facilitating and enhancing energy cooperation between Indonesia and Singapore, a Memorandum of Understanding on Energy Cooperation has been signed as an institutional framework. Currently, the project is ongoing, including the Batam Solar Power Plant project, which has been added to the list of national strategic projects. The Energy Market Authority of Singapore plans to import 4 gigawatts of low-carbon electricity and proposes an investment plan for the Sunship Group to develop floating solar photovoltaic in Batam. That was Spotlight of the Week. I'll begin today in history with June the 5th, 1967, the Six-Day War broke out between Israel and the Arabs. The Six-Day War was a war between Israel and three of its Arab neighbors, namely Egypt, Jordan, and Syria, which lasted from June the 5th to 10th, 1967. In 1956, Israel invaded the Sinai Peninsula with one of the objectives of reopening the closed Strait of Tyre for the Israeli shipping industry by Egypt since 1950. The situation became increasingly precarious by June 1967. Israel repeated its post-1956 statement that closing the Strait of Tyre to the shipping industry would be a casus belli of war-inducing act. In May, Egyptian President Gamal Abdel Nasser announced the closure of the strait to Israeli ships, then deployed Egyptian armed forces to keep watch along the Israeli border. On June the 5th, Israel launched what it claimed was a series of early air strikes against Egyptian airfields. Turning to June the 5th, 1974, World Environment Day commemorated for the first time. World Environment Day is observed annually on June the 5th to raise global awareness of the need to take positive environmental action to protect nature and planet Earth. World Environment Day is seen as an opportunity for everyone to be part of global action in voicing the protection of planet Earth, sustainable use of natural resources, and environmentally friendly lifestyles. World Environment Day was established by the United Nations General Assembly in 1972 to mark the opening of the United Nations Conference on the Human Environment, which took place between June 5 until 16, 1972 in Stockholm. Environment Day was commemorated for the first time in 1974 with the theme Only One Earth. Today in history with June the 5th, 1981. AIDS is recognized for the first time. AIDS is a collection of symptoms and infection that arise due to damage to the human immune system caused by infection with the HIV virus or infection with other similar viruses that attack other species. Scientists generally think that AIDS originated in sub-Saharan Africa. Now AIDS has become a disease epidemic. AIDS is estimated to have infected 38.6 million people worldwide. In January 2006, UNAIDS, in collaboration with WHO, estimated that AIDS has caused the deaths of more than 25 million people since it was first recognized on June the 5th, 1981. Well, that was today in history.
Cegah penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku wo chakuyou shite COVID-19 no kansan kakudai wo fusegimashou. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
Wa qaw intiqal virus COVID-19 min khilal irtida'il aqni'ah bi shaklin sahih. Qana'i yahmikum wa qana'ukum yahmi.
让正确佩戴口罩，以防止新型冠状病毒肺炎的传播。我的口罩保护你，你的口罩保护我。
Evite la difusión del coronavirus. Cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Voorkom de ketting overdragging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
For hindrance the übertragung skater that COVID-19 virus, durch richtiges Tragen von Maske. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
Voice of Indonesia International Quiz 2022 is back. 8 winners will receive attractive prizes from Voice of Indonesia. Get ready, who knows, you may be one of the winners of the Voice of Indonesia International Quiz 2022.
Every day new beginning. Everybody talking, but they can never change your mind. My vision so clearly, never thought better about this. And ain't nobody tell me nothing, no one can kill my vibe. Good, bad, good, best, I'll never rest. Till good is better and better is best. Everyone listen up, everyone listen up. Whenever negativity, trying to break you down, just believe this. Everyone listen up. Everyone has to know.
You are still tuned to Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world on the frequency 3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id. Next, we have the program My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Today's My Indonesia is entitled Successful Formula E Races. Formula E, the electric engine land jet race, has been held at Ancol, Jakarta. Formula E Jakarta 2022 takes place at the Jakarta International E-Prix Circuit on Saturday afternoon, June the 4th. This event is believed to be the biggest and most successful race in history. Formula E operation as the global organizer of electric car racing and co-founder Chief Championship Officer Alberto Longo said, there are at least two reasons why Formula E Jakarta has become the most successful compared to similar racing in other countries. First, Formula E in Jakarta already has a special track that was built for the International Electric Car Racing event. Meanwhile, in other countries, races are usually only held on public roads. The second reason is that the quality of the circuit is considered very good. Despite the fact that it was built in Ancol in just 54 days, the circuit is considered to be very supportive for Formula E drivers to compete for speed. In the Saturday afternoon race, Mitch Evans of the Jaguar TCS Racing Team came out as the winner of the race, followed by Jean-Eric Vergne and Eduardo Mortara in the top three. Jakarta E-Prix is the ninth race in the 2021-2022 Formula E World Championship calendar. The race is very historic because for the first time a Formula E electric car race is being held in Southeast Asia and is present in Indonesia. The Formula E Jakarta 2022 race was very fierce, especially when the drivers activated attack mode of fan boost to overtake, which events finally managed to come out as the first driver to cross the Formula E Jakarta 2022 finish line. In a press conference after the race, Mitch Evans, a racer from New Zealand, said he was flattered and thanked the Indonesian people for enlivening the race at the Jakarta Indonesia E-Prix circuit. The award ceremony for the winners was attended by the President of Indonesia, Joko Widodo, who presented trophies to the winners at the Winners' Honorary Podium. There are a total of 22 drivers from 11 teams competing in the 2022 Jakarta Formula E-Prix. They come from various countries such as Germany, England, France, Monaco, the United States, India, to China. Well, that was my Indonesia today.
Voice of Indonesia.
Well, listener, in the segment Listener's Mailbag, we would like to thank our dear listeners wherever you are who have sent your letters or emails containing reception reports on our broadcast. Now let's start answer your letters or emails. First, I would like to reply an email from Jayanta Chakrabarti in India. In his email, he said he was listening to an English program on May 30, 2022 through 3325 kHz with the SINPO 4344. He also asked some Indonesian use stamps. Hello, sir. Thank you for your attention on our broadcast. But I'm really sorry. For this moment, I cannot provide your request yet. As our apology, I will present a beautiful song for you. Happy listening.
Hal yang tak dimengerti, terus menggali, entah kapan berhenti. Lebih berkilau, tak selalu lebih indah. Bisa kau lihat, tak berarti nyata. Berjanjilah kau kan mengerti, pahamilah arti hidup ini. Bahagia tak perlu kau cari, sudah ada di hati. Tak ada alasan untuk kau berseri. Yang tak pantas dicintai, selalu hargai yang setia di hati. Berjanjilah, kau kan mengerti, pahamilah arti hidup ini. Bahagia tak perlu kau. Untuk kau berhenti.
For still being with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world on the frequency 3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id. Listener, for the next segment, we'll present Indonesian Wonder, which tells about Indonesian tourism and local wisdom.
Indonesian Wonder today is entitled Vastenburg Fort, Solo, Central Java. Vastenburg Fort in Surakarta, Central Java is a historical fort inherited from the Dutch colonial era, which is located in Kedung Lumbu village, Pasar Kliwon district, Surakarta, Central Java. This fort was first built in 1745 on the initiative of Governor General Baron van Inhof. At the time, Vastenburg was used by the Dutch to oversee the Surakarta Kasunanan Palace. That entering the end of the 20th century, the Vastenburg Fort was abandoned and was in the midst of a conflict of ownership. In 2010, the fort was finally designated as a cultural heritage site and restoration was carried out to improve it. The shape of the Vastenburg Fort building is a square with the brick walls as high as 6 meters. In each corner, there is a protrusion of the room or court a bastion. Around the fort walls, there is a deep moat with a suspension bridge connecting it to the gate. However, the bridge is now gone. All that remains is a shallow moat. In the center of the Vastenburg Fortress, there is a fairly large field that was once used as a fort for flag hoisting ceremony or troop preparations. Meanwhile, the buildings inside the fort were plotted for soldiers and their families' residence. In addition, there are also about 7 dormitory buildings that surround the fort and are used as residence for officers. After Indonesia's independence, Vastenburg Fort underwent various types of building functions. Until finally in 2010, the fort was finally designated as a cultural heritage site. To enter the fort area, visitors don't have to pay any entrance fee. Anyone can come here except for certain events. The location of Vastenburg Fort, which is in the city center and is about 4 kilometers from the Solo Balapan railway station, is very easy to reach. This area is open all day. If you have a hobby of photography, it is recommended to come before 8 a.m. or after 3 p.m. because at that time the fort has the best lighting for taking photos. If you are in the city of Solo or Surakarta, take time to visit the Vastenburg Fort, which means tough heart. After undergoing restoration, this fort is now a historical monument as well as a tourist attraction. In addition, various events often take place here. In this fourth area, from 5 p.m. to 5 a.m., visitors can also go to a culinary tour at Galabo, which is the culinary center in the city of Solo, located next to the fort. Well, that was Indonesian Wonder today. We will meet again tomorrow with another interesting topic.
You are still listening to Voice of Indonesia, COVID-19 Disaster Response Radio. From Indonesia to the
world. Listener, now we will reply to an email from Muhammad Akil Bashir in Pakistan. In his email, he enclosed the result of our broadcast recording on April 22, 2022. Hello, sir. Thank you for the recording. It was very clear. As appreciation, I will play a beautiful song for you. So, happy listening.
Aku yang selalu ada untukmu, selalu memberikanmu cintaku. Bisakah kau merasakan itu hingga kau pun mencintaku? Cintaku yang selalu ada untukmu, tak usah kau pernah ragukan itu. Hingga ku tak bisa bila kau pergi jauh meninggalkanku. Aku di sini untuk kamu. Jangan pernah berpikir untuk meninggalkanku sendiri tanpa kamu. Aku di sini untuk kamu. Jangan pernah berpikir untuk pergi dari. Walau hanya sesaat, ku tak bisa hidup tanpa dirimu. Aku yang selalu ada untukmu, selalu memberikanmu cintaku. Bisakah kau merasakan itu hingga kau pun mencintaku? Cintaku yang selalu ada untukmu, tak usah kau pernah ragukan itu. Hingga ku tak bisa bila kau pergi jauh meninggalkanku. Aku di sini untuk kamu. Jangan pernah berpikir untuk meninggalkanku sendiri tanpa kamu. Aku di sini untuk kamu. Jangan pernah berpikir untuk pergi dari. Hanya sesaat, ku tak bisa hidup tanpa dirimu.
Aku di sini untuk kamu,
di sini untuk kamu.
Jangan pernah berpikir untuk meninggalkanku
sendiri tanpa kamu. Aku di sini untuk kamu. Jangan pernah berpikir untuk pergi dariku. Hanya sesaat, ku tak bisa hidup tanpa dirimu. Ku tak bisa hidup tanpa dirimu.
Cegah penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku wo chakuyou shite COVID-19 no kansan kakudai wo fusegi mashou. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
Waqaw intiqal virus COVID-19 min khilal irtida'il aqni'ah bi shaklin sahih. Qana'i yahmikum wa qana'ukum yahmini.
Rang zhen que pei tai kou zhou, yi fang chi xin xin guang zhuang bing du fei yan de chuan bo. Wo de kou zhou bao hu ni, yi de kou zhou bao hu wo.
Evite la difusión del coronavirus, cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Voorkom de ketting overdragging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19 Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Maske. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
You just listened to the third song from Voice of Indonesia, and the next segment will present you Miscellany.
Today's Miscellany is on Tanjung Benoa, Bali receives UNESCO Tsunami Alert Community Recognition. Tanjung Benoa in Badung Regency, Bali became the first area in Indonesia to be verified as a tsunami-ready community by UNESCO's Intergovernmental Oceanographic Commission, or IOC. Head of the Indonesian Meteorology and Geophysics Agency, Dwi Korita Karnawati, explained that Tanjung Benoa was the first community in Indonesia to receive UNESCO IOC international recognition as a tsunami alert community. Meanwhile, according to the agency's Earthquake and Tsunami Mitigation Coordinator Daryono, the Tsunami Alert Program is to increase community capacity in dealing with the tsunami threat based on 12 indicators that have been set by UNESCO IOC. Through the Indonesian Meteorology Geophysics and Agency assistance, Tanjung Benoa Village already has a tsunami hazard map so that the community understands the tsunami hazard zones in their area. A total of 7 hotels in the Tanjung Benoa area have prepared vertical tsunami evacuation sites that can be used by guests and the surrounding community. In addition, Tanjung Benoa has also involved schools to train students in conducting regular earthquake and tsunami simulations. Directional signs and tsunami evacuation maps have been installed in collaboration with National and Bali Province and Badung Regency Meteorology and Geophysics Agency and Disaster Mitigation Agency, as well as the international organization UNDP. Tanjung Benoa has been known as one of the water sport tourist attractions in the south of Bali Island. The location is adjacent to the Nusa Dua tourist area. Well, that was Miscellany over Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta on Tanjung Benoa, Bali receives UNESCO Tsunami Alert Community Recognition.
Voice of Indonesia COVID-19 Disaster Response Radio.
Harib COVID-19 bibaqaikum fil manazil.
Zaman gegen corona, wir bleiben zu Hause.
Stay at home, stay healthy, and together we can fight the coronavirus.
Bleib thuis, was je handen met zeep, draag je masker als je naar buiten gaat, neem de vitamine en zorg je gezondheid. Samen bestrijden we de coronavirus.
From Indonesia to the world.
Well, listener, whatever you are, Voi International Quiz 2022 is back. 8 winners will receive attractive prizes from Voice of Indonesia. Get ready, who knows, you may be one of the winners of the VOI International Quiz 2022. So here is the last song for all of you. Enjoy the song.
Pagi sebentar lagi, kau diam dan menanti. Tak bisa ku jelaskan yang mendesakku di dalam perasaan, terselip harapan. Langit mulai menerang. I wanna be with you for the rest of my life. Kau bawa cahaya dalam hidupku. Tak cuma hari ini, ku ingin selamanya menanti pagi tiba berdua. Ku beranikan diri memecah sunyinya pagi, mengungkap yang tak terucap, yang lama diam di hati. Perasaan terselip harapan, dan langit mulai menerang. The rest of my life. Kau bawa cahaya dalam hidupku. Tak cuma hari ini, ku ingin selamanya. Pagi tiba berdua. Oh, 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 oh. For the rest of my life. Kau bawa cahaya dalam hidupku. cuma hari ini ku ingin selamanya menanti pagi tiba. Oh menanti pagi tiba, menanti pagi tiba berdua.
Indonesia, COVID-19 Disaster Response Radio. Stay at home, clean your hands, and follow your local health regulation.
Hi VOI listener, today's music corner presents you a song from an Indonesian male singer, Afghan. After successfully releasing the album Wallflower in 2021, Afghan released his latest single entitled So Wrong But So Right. The song is about a love and hate relationship, a confrontation between emotion and logic when you are in love, which is sometimes difficult to find a way between the two things when it involves feelings. Feeling right, but deep inside also feeling wrong. In fact, the person we want is not necessarily the person we need in our life. For the song So Wrong But So Right, Afghan was inspired by a television series, especially for the lyrics and the beat. The lyrics are in English and have elements of 80s songs with the band accompaniment with electric guitar play. Well, listener, here is the song by Afghan, So Wrong But So Right.
Indonesia.
dirinya. Mungkinkah ini yang dinamakan cinta? Malu hati ini saat ditatap wajahnya. Mungkinkah ini yang dinamakan cinta? Tapi ku malu untuk mengatakan pada dirinya. Oh Tuhan, tolong aku sampaikan pesan ini padanya, agar dia tahu bahwa kini aku jatuh cinta. Oh Tuhan, bantu aku temukan cara untuk mendapatkan. Telah jatuh cinta. Malu hati ini saat ku tatap wajahnya. Mungkinkah ini yang dinamakan cinta? Tapi ku
listening to our English program on Voice of Indonesia through shortwave frequency 3325 kHz. Please give your suggestion and criticism through Facebook fanpage The Voice of Indonesia, Instagram voice.of.indonesia, and Twitter @VOIIndonesia.